Milton Klein, sworn in for the defendant, 94th to testify. I saw Mr. Frank last Thanksgiving evening at a dance given by the B'nai B'rith at the Hebrew Orphans Home. I also saw him that same afternoon between 4:30 and 6:00. The dance lasted from 8 to 11:30. Mr. Frank helped Mr. Copeland and myself give the dance. We were the committee in charge. Cross-examination. I was down at the jail to see Mr. Frank when the detectives brought Conley down there. I sent word down that Mr. Frank didn't care to see Conley, that he didn't care to see anyone at that time. He knew that Conley was there. I was the spokesman for Mr. Frank. He wouldn't see any of the detectives either. Mr. Frank said that he would see Conley only with the consent of his attorney, Mr. Rosser. He said for them to send and get Mr. Rosser. Frank's manner was perfectly natural. He considered Conley in the same light that he considered any of the city detectives. He said he would not see any of the city detectives or Mr. Scott without the consent of Mr. Rosser. He considered Scott as working for the city. He included Scott with the rest of the detectives. Mr. Frank looked very much disappointed because the grand jury had just indicted him when he had expected to be cleared. Mr. Frank has a great many friends who constantly visited him in jail.